Incumbent State Senator Anthony Del Colo narrowly won the seat back in 2016 by defeating then-Senate President Pro Tem Patricia Blevins by just 282 votes. The Republican won in a state where Democrats hold a 2-to-1 registration edge by running a campaign based on post-partisanship, focusing on collaborating to fix the issues facing the state rather than tying allegiance to a party. He's facing Democratic challenger Spiros Mantzavinos, former legislative aide turned lobbyist turned state employee who seeks to turn the district blue again. Mantzavinos says he decided to run after his father passed away earlier this year because of COVID-19. He recalls healthcare has followed him throughout his life.
You know, healthcare is under attack. And, this is something, raising my kids, being an only child and a caregiver for my parents who were aging, I had a firsthand view of the healthcare system. And, I could see that, there were challenges, whether it's, getting appointments with specialists, whether it's, making sure that, my parents could afford their medications.
Del Colo was motivated to seek office after taking part in Leadership Delaware in 2015.
It definitely said to me, you know what, maybe the way that I want to be civically engaged and perhaps the way that I can contribute and maybe this inkling of an idea of maybe I could run for office one day, maybe I should just do it. And here we are.
Recovery amid the COVID-19 pandemic is on top of both candidates' minds. Mantzavinos ties coronavirus to healthcare and economic opportunity, saying those lowest on the income ladder are disproportionately affected but receiving the least amount of help.
You know, making sure that people can have the support they need to get through this economically, whether it's making sure the unemployment insurance is getting through, healthcare again, making sure that people have access to healthcare through all this.
Both candidates agree ensuring benefits are arriving quickly and smoothly is a priority during the pandemic. Del Colo says he continues to hear from constituents trying to navigate the crisis.
You know, the questions about what do I do if, with this new requirement, I'm a small business, how do I accommodate that? What's the rule here? I went into, some other business and I wasn't sure what to do with this or that situation. There are those questions that arise.
Mantzavinos has spent much of his time in the state Senate debates arguing that he represents the values voters care about in the 7th District.
My opponent has a record. And, it's important that people understand, where, my opponent stands on different issues when it comes to, his votes. And, and making sure that I share with people that my values and the approach I would take should I be elected are more in line with the residents of the 7th District.
A lot of Mantzavinos' time is spent highlighting the problems he sees in Del Colo's record as state senator. Del Colo faces an uphill battle in this race. His opponent has outraised him by $70,000 and has that registration advantage. But he says voters didn't choose him because of his political affiliation.
You know, people express affirmative disdain for the histrionics and the D.C.-style hyperpartisan shenanigans. So I do think there are some folks, many folks at the grassroots, who are tired of it, who want to see their elected representatives act in a decent, compassionate way, get things done for them, and put them first.
Del Colo says despite GOP candidates running statewide, moving further toward the right fringes of the party, he and others like Representative Mike Smith represent a bastion of moderate conservatism and willingness to seek bipartisan solutions in the General Assembly. He says he acts as a check on the Democratic majority.
The system itself matters, and having balance and having a diversity of viewpoints and perspectives is valuable. And it brings value because we can have accountability and transparency and the willingness to not allow things slide or to turn a blind eye.
One topic brought up in previous debates was access to abortions in the first state. Mantzavinos emphasizes his support for a woman's right to choose.
Looking ahead, there's going to be a lot of issues involving health care and women's rights. Obviously, a lot of discussions, a lot of speculation. What's going to happen at the Supreme Court now with the passing of Ruth Bader Ginsburg as it comes to a number of protections that we've all come to expect.
Del Colo claims his opponent paints him as an enemy of women's rights, but he says a woman's right to choose is a fundamental civil right, just like the right to free speech.
Access to abortion, as far as I know, is not an issue, and I've never heard a single concern about that from a constituent ever, that they haven't been able to access that or that it's not available.
Del Colo adds even if Roe v. Wade were to be overturned in the U.S. Supreme Court, that issue would go back to the states, and Delaware would still be in a position to protect a woman's right to privacy in her medical decisions. This election is one of few that could determine the direction of the Republican Party in Delaware. If Del Colo is successful while the statewide candidates lose, it could be a signal there is still a path forward for centrist candidates to run and win in future elections. Roman Battaglia, Delaware Public Media.